Christmas time to come in. Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home is calling. Tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Friday, December 20th, 2019. I'm going to cut to the chase. Quick announcement. Tomorrow, 10:30, Marketplace Mall in Champaign, Servant Quartet will open up a time of Christmas music, followed by the Singing Men of GNN and the Great News Radio Children's Choir right at noon, and we'll go to about 1:15, 1:30. So pack up your friends and family members, invite your neighbors, and meet us at Marketplace Mall tomorrow, either at 10:30 or at noon, for a great concert in the food court. Well, if you've been with us all week long, you know the blessing that's in store for you. Today, actually, we have four or five songs that we're going to play. I think you'll be really blessed. Thank you, God, for Andrew Peterson and the great work and the legacy he's had for these 20 years as he and other band members and musicians have traveled throughout the country with Behold the Lamb of God. It's a production. It's a retelling of the biblical narrative from Genesis to Revelation, and so you're in for some special music and some great teaching, and we hope this is really enhancing your Advent season, this Advent time, as we get very close to Christmas next week. Can you believe it? One other special announcement I want to make sure you're aware of is we're going to be playing It's a Wonderful Life, produced by the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day during Mark and Friends. So next Tuesday and next Wednesday during Mark and Friends at 7:32 in the morning, we'll launch into that special 74-minute production. So we'll be preempting a little of your teaching program, but I think you'll be in for a real blessing on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, 7:32 a.m. with a 7:32 p.m. re-airing. All right, Brent, well, thank you for being a part of this all week long. If you missed any of the programs, they are archived at greatnewsradio.org. But Brent Young has been joining us all week long, along with Pastor Jason Schiffo.
Held its breath, and then it let out a sigh and filled up the sky with the angels. Thanks for joining us on this rich journey towards the coming of Christ through Andrew Peterson's Behold the Lamb of God. Today we'll celebrate as we join the shepherds in the fields and hear the strains of hallelujah as we peer into the manger and behold the meek majesty of the Lord Jesus Christ. days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
While shepherds watched their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, an angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. Fear not, said he, for mighty dread had seized their troubled minds. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind.
Like Mary and Joseph, the shepherds were unexpected characters in this story. You know, amongst the Jews, the shepherds were considered unsavory, in low esteem, unclean, and on the fringes. Can anybody relate? And yet the shepherds in Bethlehem were charged to care for the temple lambs for sacrifice. This means that it's entirely possible that these humble men who watched over the lambs of the temple we're now being called to witness the birth of the Lamb of God. Remember in John chapter 1 and verse 29, it says, "The next day he, John, saw Jesus coming toward him, and he said, 'Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" In Luke 2:9, it says, "And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled, like Mary and like Zechariah, with great fear." The angels, a great multitude of them, have come to announce to these shepherds, these who are considered unsavory and of low esteem, unclean and on the fringes, these who are in the fields, they've come to announce the birth of a Savior. Exactly what they and what we need. This is a sudden and unexpected personal appearance by God's messenger in a shining and bright, radiant splendor. All of God's glory right there in that moment shining upon them. It had to have been absolutely overwhelming. And the angel said, "For behold, I bring to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Can you imagine this moment? This joy is for them. This joy is for you. This joy is for the people across the street and down the block from where you live. This joy is for your neighbors, and it's for all of history and the whole wide world. The angels say this good news of great joy will be for all the people. And all the people means you, because you are a part of God's story. Will you humble yourself this evening and allow yourself to experience this kind of joy? The joy from hearing the good news of great joy, this joy that is for you? The angel tells us that the baby is not born just to Mary and Joseph, but the angel says that this baby is for you and for you. Oh yes, and for you too, friend. And it's for everybody that you know, because it is for all the people. The Bible goes on to say in Luke 2, verses 11 and 12, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." I love how Charles Spurgeon says, "Not in marbled walls, wrapped in purple and fine linen, and welcomed by the great and mighty of the earth, nay, the greatest of all princes is born amidst the poverty of ordinary manhood. For he is Christ the Lord, the King of kings, the King of all things, heralded to the shepherds of the field by the choirs of heaven." And the Bible goes on to say, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." I love John Piper says, "One angel can bring the news, but it does not suffice for one angel to respond to the news. This news is so magnificent that it demands an army of angels to respond." And when the angels went away from them into heaven, when the night suddenly quieted again, except for the beating of the shepherds' hearts, as they had just experienced this good news, this great joy that was for them and for all people, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened." Maybe right now, friends, in your heart, it's gnawing at you and you're saying, "I need to see this thing that I hear has happened." Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And the Bible says, they went away with haste and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger.
In darkness deep, now see the light of morning. The mighty God, the Prince of Peace, a child to us is born. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away our sin. Behold the
the Baptist answers the question of the Old Testament at last. The question of Isaac, of the prophets and the priests of the people. He looks into the distance and he sees Jesus and he says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This is the reason for Christmas. This is the reason that Abraham has hope, that Moses taught sacrifice to the people, that David could believe in a forever kingdom. Friends, have you beheld the Lamb of God? Have you embraced this good news of great joy that is to be for all people, for you and for all those around you?
Colossians 1:15 through 20 says this: "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross."
Behold the Lamb of God. What a great time of year to behold the Lord Jesus Christ. He's risen from the dead. He will return. We have the privilege and the honor of worshiping him each and every day, especially during the season. Oh, Lord God, use all of us that follow you to be your instruments of healing and hope and care and compassion in this hurting world. If you missed a portion of any of this week's broadcast, they all tie together a biblical narrative, a journey that we've taken from Genesis through Revelation. Stop by greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Behold the Lamb of God. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Pastor Jason Schiffo, and Brent Young with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day, night, and weekend.